This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Muscat, Oman on a two-day visit in the last leg of his three-nation tour last evening. He reached Oman after completing his successful visits to Jordan and Ethiopia. At the Muscat airport, Mr. Modi was received by Oman's Deputy Prime Minister for Defense Affairs, Syed Shihab bin Tariq Al Said. They had discussions on strengthening India-Oman cooperation in various fields and advancing the strategic partnership. Today, a history will be written when India and Oman will sign the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, a free trade agreement. It will be signed by Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and his Oman counterpart, Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion, Qais Al Yusuf, in the presence of the Sultan of Oman and the Prime Minister. At X, Mr. Modi had said, "Oman is a land of enduring friendship and deep historical connections with India." He said this visit offers an opportunity to explore new avenues of collaboration and add fresh momentum to the partnership between both countries. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Oman.
After reaching at the hotel in Muscat, the Prime Minister was accorded a warm welcome by the members of Indian diaspora during his two-day visit. Besides meeting the Sultan of Oman at his palace, the Prime Minister will address business leaders from both countries at a business forum today. He will also be interacting with students and members of the Indian community. This visit is of a great significance as it will further deepen ties with a long-standing and historical partner, especially in the year when India and Oman are celebrating the 70th anniversary of establishment of their diplomatic relations. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Muscat, Oman.
The Lok Sabha today sat till late night to complete the discussion on the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur said that in this bill, the government has proposed to enhance the number of employment days from 100 days of MGNREGA to 125 days of employment. He said the legislation will ensure the wage payment in a week instead of 15 days earlier. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will reply to discussion in the House tomorrow. Chairperson of the Select Committee of Lok Sabha, Bajant Panda, presented the report on the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 to the Lok Sabha yesterday. The bill had been introduced in the Lok Sabha in August this year and referred to the Select Committee for examining the bill and submitting its report to the Parliament. In its recommendations, the committee has proposed fixing a three-month time limit for the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal to decide insolvency appeals. India summoned Bangladesh's High Commissioner to New Delhi, Riaz Hamidullah, expressing strong concern over the deteriorating security environment in Bangladesh and specific threats surrounding the Indian High Commission in Dhaka. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said India completely rejects the false narrative sought to be created by extremist elements regarding certain recent events in Bangladesh. India reiterated its support for peace, stability and free, fair and inclusive elections in Bangladesh while calling on authorities to prevent any actions that could endanger diplomatic premises. The Delhi government will begin strict enforcement of the no PUC, no fuel rule from today as part of an intensified multi-pronged drive to curb worsening air pollution in the national capital. Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa yesterday issued firm directives to agencies, petrol pump operators and the police to ensure compliance from day one. India Meteorological Department has forecast very dense fog conditions in Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahi, Lakshadweep and Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.